You're listening to Animal Radio. Here's Hal and Judy.
And I see up on the board here, what is this, Judy, about some lady's going to talk to us about how pets are making us single. What do you know?
She's a blogger.
A blogger,
yes.
Doc Halligan, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
I thank you for filling in for Dr. Debbie today.
Yes, I love doing the show with you guys. A lot of fun, and I usually learn something, too.
Well, now, Joey Villani's on his way in from the break room, and you two sort of have a... I got to tell you, last time there was... We could have cut the tension. I think there's a little something going on.
Well, you know, he's known as the Italian Stallion, so yeah. What can I say?
Let's just say he doesn't usually come to work dressed like this.
So. Oh, he dressed up today.
Oh, Joey. Your cover is blown.
Let's go to Wayne. Hey, Wayne, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's going on? I got Alan right here.
Well, I have always had large dogs like Great Danes and Labs, and right now we had gotten a cockapoo puppy back in July, and she has turned out to be the most ornery, independent little bugger that I have ever seen. And just trying to get her to learn how to come, and I'm sure she, you know, knows, but she thinks, you know, it's more fun to just run away and think you're going to chase her and play.
Yep, that's what she's seeing, Wayne, is that it's a game. In her dog mm-hmm. mind, you're playing a game with her, and there's no incentive for her to listen to you because she's not recognizing you as being in charge, buddy, being the strong, confident leader that I know you can be. And the best way to teach your dog to come is to think about what you're doing first. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about that over the next years. You know, you like that plural, next years? We're going to talk about what people do before they start acting and interacting with their dogs. And so what you need to do, buddy, is always you got to present a calm, confident front, and you have to call your dog when you know your dog is going to come. And the best way to do that is to attach a leash to your dog, 6-foot-long leash. And then you're going to do little training sessions where you're going to say, come, one time. Excuse me, I got to clear my throat because it's filled with stuff. Sorry about that. And so then you say, come. And if your dog doesn't listen, you slowly reel your dog in. When your dog gets to you, you put your dog in the sit position. You say, good dog, and give your dog a treat. And you do it over and over again, probably every day, at least every other day, for 20 minutes. You do it over and over again, nothing else. You don't allow your dog to think that's playtime. Another important thing is before you do it, you make sure your dog is calm. It's like letting your dog out of a car. When you go somewhere with your dog's in the car, you don't open the door and let the dog out because the dog's insane. You make the dog calm down. Everything you do, you make the dog calm down before you do it. So before you let your dog out of a car, you make the dog be calm just by sitting there. When the dog mellows out, you let the dog out. And slowly over time, you teach your dog to be mellow except during playtime. So when it's train time, that's what you're going to be doing. And after a month or two of doing it with a 6-foot leash, you're going to get yourself one of those 30, 40-foot retractable leashes, and you're going to start doing the same thing with that until you're totally confident that your dog will come without the leash, and then you remove the leash. And if your dog is totally coming to you when you say come, you're giving your dog a treat every time, that's when you move to a public place and you start doing it there. How
does that sound? And the other thing that she does that's really annoying is that she just likes to bark.
When does she bark?
I'm an over-the-road truck driver, so I'm only home like every couple weekends, but my wife and son are there, and I was able to start training her for a while this summer when I had to be home for, you know, a medical reason for a couple months. And she had gotten actually quite good on the leash doing what you had just told me, and then it seems like she's relapsed to where now she just thinks it's a plaything. But as far as the barking, she just... for no really good reason, well, you know, it's almost like she's trying to tell you, I want to play, and you know, she just wants to bark until she gets some attention.
Okay, well, you know, that's a good point. That's a very smart option that you made, because if you're giving her attention when she barks, then she will continue to bark. And that's what dogs do. They like attention. They like negative attention. They like positive attention. So if you're not giving your dog attention, she will bark to get attention if you're giving it to her then. So you have to correct her when she's barking by giving her a short jolt with a leash or saying, no, quiet, and then putting her in her crate or putting her in a dark room, giving her a timeout. And then you have to give her attention and affection when she's doing what you like. To teach her, that's the proper thing to do. So whenever you see your dog just laying there doing nothing, that's when you go pet your dog. and you say, good dog. When your dog is manic, revved up, cranked up, juiced, you pay no attention to your dog. You give them no attention. You give them nothing when they're acting like that. And over time, they figure it out. The hardest thing for people to do is to let their dogs know what they want, know the behaviors that they want. That's the challenge for all people that are listening right now, is how do I make my dog understand what it is I want my dog to do? And that gentleman we talked to a week or two ago, the Australian guy, Hal, the clicker trainer, that's a great method for people to learn about clicker training, because it speeds up the process of letting your dog know what you want from your dog. And the other problem you have, Wayne, is that you're not there all the time, and your wife and your child, your son, they have to do the same thing you do. You have to act as one. You have to be a united front. If one person lets dog on furniture and the others don't want them on furniture, it never works. It makes the dog crazy. Everybody has to do the same thing in the house. Everybody.
Okay.
Is that useful, helpful information? I sure hope so.
Yeah. Is there like a website that I can check out, that clicker trainer that you just mentioned?
You know, there's a woman who has a great book out. Her name is Karen Pryor. If you just go on the internet, put in Google clicker training, she's going to pop right up, and you can learn all about clicker training. It's a very simple and very effective method for training dogs, but there's nothing more effective than your time. You have to put the time in. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen in 10 minutes. You've got to be consistent. You've got to be calm. You've got to be assertive and powerful. And you've got to do it on a daily basis to show your dog structure and what it is you expect and want from your dog. And when you do that, you'll have a happy, calm dog and a happy, calm household.
Well, that's what everybody wants. All right. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
Hey, thanks for your call, Wayne.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Hi, this is Elaine Hendricks on Animal Radio. Please, adopt a pet.